This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And he has also done outstanding work as the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays down in Tampa. He is super friend of the show, Brian Anderson. Hi, Brian.
What's up, buddy?
Well, Andy, how are you? Dan, nice to hear you in the chair today too. So, you guys doing good?
It's a little bizarre, buddy. So far, so good. At least on my end. Now, Andy's probably suffering and texting Phelpsy, "Come back soon, please. Why did you leave me?"
Actually,
isn't that always
got...
the case? And you know what?
No.
You know that he's not. You know that he's not. But that is the feeling. That is the feeling when you are the guy filling in on a show, because I've done that before, and I'm like, I know everybody at home is like, really? How long is this guy going to be here? And that is not the case, but that's how you feel. I get it.
Well, the problem is I'd have to go to Western Union to text him because his phone's so old. I don't know if you know this or not, BA. It's a flip, and, you know, he's got, what is that, T2, T10?
He uses T9 word. Remember that thing
T9.
That you would use?
Do you remember
I
that?
Do not remember that thing. And listen, I'm not the most technologically advanced fella on the planet, and I still don't even remember that.
Okay, so it sounds like every time he sends a text, it makes a sound, and it's like one of those kids' xylophones. Every time, it's the Fisher-Price xylophone. Every time, and he's got to go, and then you hear beep, 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 and it's A, B, C, and if he's got to get to C or the third letter on every number, it's like he's playing a song on his phone. You're like, oh, I remember that from 2000.
I can't believe that those phones are still functional. I remember those. Do you remember that? Yeah, when you if you wanted to use a C, you had to hit that button three times to get to the proper level. Oh, yeah, I can't believe that those that phone still even works. That's impressive in and of itself.
Oh, yeah.
Having- I don't know. I go back to those old car phones. I mean, I remember when my brother was the first one to get a phone, a cellular phone. So I was probably in high school, so it was early 80s. And it was, like, such a big deal. Like, he wanted to sit in his car, and he had the phone mounted right underneath the radio, and it was just, like, this gigantic deal that he had a phone in his car. And then, first time I bought my own cell phone was when I was in Montana, so it would have been about 90, 91, and it was one of those Radio Shack ones, and it fit in your hand. Now, the nuclear damage I did to my brain while I was using it, I will never, ever know, but that thing was gigantic. I had a buddy who was a smart aleck, and when those phones came out, remember the big gray ones with the antennas?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So he was walking by a payphone at Ohio State, and he noticed that somebody had ripped the phone part of it out with the cord, and he would literally walk from class to class at Ohio State with that silver end that used to sit in a payphone and the thing you would put on your face, and he put it in his backpack like he was carrying around a phone because he wanted to feel important, and he would pretend like he was talking on the phone.
Of course. I mean, the phones that you're describing, at least the one I think that you're describing, those phones were big enough that nowadays you pull something out like that and hold it up to your ear and people think that you're calling in airstrikes. I mean, it's that kind of a phone that, where the technology is gone. I've been trying to explain to the kids about before cell phones. I'm like, you know, when I was your age, we had two phones in the house. They were mounted to the wall. And your privacy was as long as the cord. That's it. That's your privacy. I remember the one in the kitchen, it hung up about head high, and the cord actually reached the floor, the linoleum floor, mind you. And so that one, that was the phone, because that one could wrap around the corner. And so then you were able to kind of whisper to your buddy around the corner, and that was your sense of privacy. And oh, by the way, we didn't even have an answering machine. So, you know, if someone gives you a call, not only do you not know that there was a missed call, but there's no voicemail that was left, and guess what? Life went on. And, you know, now you get out of your car and walk into a place of business and forget your cell phone, and you freak out like the world's coming to an end.
It's true.
My mom bought the 20-foot phone cord so she could take it into the porch and talk about me.
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
There is nothing wrong with that, because guess what? When you got to, you know, get on that phone, though, you thought, hey, I can go have a private conversation. And you know, that's what you got excited about, you know, back then. So,
man, when cordless came out, that was the best thing ever.
Game changer.
It was. Right. If you had an AT&T cordless phone, you were rich.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was, you're right. That was big time. That was the next step.
All right, this phone and baseball update brought to you by WOW, Internet, TV, and Phone. Go talk to our friends at WOW, talking about Internet, TV, and Phone. BA, and I know we're going to get to baseball here in a second, and you're one of our baseball experts, but I'm just curious, when the Big Ten came down yesterday and said, hey, look, we're going to play Big Ten only for the fall, what'd you think of that?
I thought Nebraska 3-7, best chance 4-6. First thought I had. And that's not gonna. If they were gonna make a bowl this year, it was gonna be because of the games that they won out of conference, and then hope to squeak by two or three conference games and make it to a bowl. If it's all conference, then that's what I was thinking. But no, in all seriousness, I thought that really changes the landscape of college football, because, you know, Big Ten, obviously, I think between the Big Ten and the SEC, those are the two big Power 5 conferences. ACC, way too top-heavy. Pac-12, Big 12, you know, Big 12 too top-heavy, and Pac-12 has been irrelevant for quite a while. But anyway, I thought once they did that, I wonder if the dominoes are going to start to fall quickly. And then you saw the ACC come in. They said that they would be amenable to that. And so I, you see these conferences kind of circling the wagon and protecting themselves, but boy, it hurts the little guys that wanted those games. It hurts some big matchups. You know, when you think about Ohio State, Oregon, that was going to be a big one, man, early in the season, and now that's gone away. So you're going to miss out on some marquee matchups, and some of the little guys, you know, there's a number of teams, you know, like Northern Illinois and in that grouping, that had a couple of different games against Big Ten teams. And boy, does that really hurt them, because they get paid for those games most of the time. So that hurts their bottom line. And you wonder how it affects their schedule. But it'll be interesting to see going forward the domino effect, and do all of the Power 5 conferences fall in line with that. I would imagine that that's a possibility. And I would also guess that if that does happen, the SEC would probably be the last domino to fall. You know, because of the way that, you know, they're so passionate about their football and not wanting to change anything about their schedules.
Brian, really quick, I just got a call from the Big Ten office. They told me that Nebraska's schedule will be all Maryland, Rutgers, and Northwestern.
4-6.
Are you okay?
4-6. That's where I figured the 4-6 would be.
I love the mental preparation. All right, buddy, if you're Gordon Gee, are you picking up the phone calling Notre Dame and saying, come on down, we'd love to have you this season?
Well, listen, I mean, right? Wait a second.
You just said Gordon Gee. You mean at West Virginia?
Oh, my bad.
That's all right.
The AD of the Big Ten, are you picking up the phone calling good old Notre Dame and saying, come on down?
You know what? I mean, maybe at some point, and certainly that's obviously not going to happen this year, but it is interesting that thought, because think about it. Notre Dame's schedule is all over the map, and if all of these conferences were to close up and go conference only, you know, theoretically, they could be left without a schedule. Now, you know, they belong to the ACC in every other sport besides football. So I think what you're going to see is the ACC.
And
I think they have six games scheduled against ACC teams. And
they do.
So, you know, they could potentially lose USC, you know, a couple of the West Coast games. They've already lost Wisconsin. So I would assume that the ACC would feed them another few games to get them to the correct number, and they would become a de facto member of the ACC in all sports, at least for this season. But that was the first thought that I had is, man, if all these conferences go away, what happens to Notre Dame? But I think what you'll see is the ACC will pull them, under their umbrella, at least for this season.
Just point of reference, only because I'm the only person that would say it, that Notre Dame's in the Big Ten for hockey. It's the only one they're in. They're in the Big Ten.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
I did not know. Well, you know what? Yeah, because I don't recall the Florida State or Clemson having a real solid hockey team. Makes sense.
Well, you know.
Too hot. Too hot. Although the Tampa Bay Lightning, how about that?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that the Tampa Bay Lightning can outdraw the Tampa Bay Rays out in Florida, a sheet of ice? And, boy, they are some kind of phenomenon down south.
You know what it is? It's all the Canadians that retire down there, right?
Yeah, I
true.
Think that it is.
Can only help.
Hey, listen, these guys. Now, granted, it's a good team, and might be the best team in hockey this year. And and people line up to get into those games. I think more maybe just to get in out of the heat and get into where there's ice and air conditioning. Maybe that's it. Although that argument doesn't work well for the Rays. So
no,
moving on.
That's a good point. BA, are you back in? Are you here or are you back in Florida?
Oh, I'm here, and I am. It's going to be real hard. Someone's going to have to pry me out of here. Think about the last time we talked. What was that? A week ago, Thursday, and we were on the drive. And think about what the weather has been like for the last week. I mean, the lush green, the gorgeous weather, being back home. It's going to be real tough. To have to head back south, and to be quite frank with you, if something were to happen with the baseball season and it not happen, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. This has been phenomenal.
All right, so let me ask you this: as a Browns season ticket holder, we're almost running out of time here. You're gonna have to, can you stick for another segment?
Of course.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
I want to ask you some questions. We haven't even gotten to baseball yet with Brian Anderson. I need to ask you questions as a Browns season ticket holder because you have decisions to make, and we're going to get those decisions here in a second. So, Brian, thanks for hanging out with us here for a second. We'll keep you through the break, and you'll come back here in just a moment. It's Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan is in today for Jeff. Go right back to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We bring back in Brian Anderson, former Indian, color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. All right. Also, one of the hosts of why can't I remember? What's the
Browns Red Zone, right, BA?
Browns Red Zone.
Yeah, that's
right.
It. Yeah,
yes. Sorry about that. I knew it was
that's
Red Zone. I just wanted to call it Red Zone. So, BA, choices to be made for season ticket holders like you when it comes to the Cleveland Browns on if you want to opt out for this year and have your credit for next year. I'm just curious your thoughts on that and where we sit with the NFL, because while we're watching the NFL talk about having 25% capacity, like the Jags said today, like the Ravens were talking about 14,000 the other night, while the Browns are talking to our season ticket holders and trying to get a gauge for how many fans actually want to come down to the games this year, where do you sit, my friend?
Well, yeah, I mean, overall, just because of the uniqueness of my situation where, in a perfect season, I would get to go to, four or five games.
Right.
And with all the uncertainty, I would say that I would probably choose the opt-out and just apply it to next year. And whatever I do get home for, if I were able to go online, maybe, I'll buy a ticket for that particular game. If not, then watch them. Then watch them on TV. But that's probably the tack that push came to shove. That's the route that I'm, more than likely that I would go down is just to push things forward to next season, and wait and see what happens. And by the way, that doesn't preclude me from, like I said, if I get home and everything's going as planned and tickets are available, I can still get those and still go down to a game this year.
I give the NFL credit for actually going this route, man. I've seen the NFL do so many dumb things over the, over the years that now you're watching as the Bills did this and all the various other teams along the way have said, okay, let's just kick the can down the road to 21. Let us know if you're going in 20. Here's the question, buddy. If they say we can have 25% capacity and it's out there, are you going?
If yes, I mean, now, like if I would push my tickets forward, Yeah, I would have no problem going down to a game. You know, 25,000 in that stadium, you're going to have enough distance between yourself if you're, you know, to social distance. I would have no issues whatsoever, health-wise related to going down to a game. And that none at all. Wouldn't hesitate for a second.
All right, BA, let's flip into baseball right now. What are you hearing around the league from, or even just with Tampa, between Tampa and the Indians, and just how things are going here in summer camp? And the good and the bad. That's all.
Well, you've obviously heard rumblings from around around the country. You know, different teams. You know, the A's, the Astros. You know, over the 4th of July weekend, their tests didn't get back to them in time, so they had to cancel workouts. The Nationals had to do that. So I've heard obviously, like you have and everybody else, been paying attention, that there have been some hiccups with the testing and getting the results back. I think a lot of that had to do, obviously, with the 4th of July holiday. But I know from the Tampa, Tampa Bay Rays angle, that everything down there has been as smooth as it could possibly be. They have been, loving the process. The testing has been fine. The distancing, the way that they have their summer camp scheduled and the protocols put in place, there have been no complaints, obviously from the team that I represent, but that's all I can speak to for sure. Everything else has been what we've heard, nationally, and certainly there have been some hiccups, but I think that was probably to be expected going into such an unknown.
So Buster Posey has just come out and said that he is going to opt out of this season due to the fact that he has two twin 8-year-old girls and just adopted two twins who were prematurely born. Are you hearing a little bit of rumblings or anything like that of guys saying, you know what, I've got too many health concerns in my life, I'm going to take a step back and take this season out?
You know, you've heard that from time to time. We've seen the guys that have opted out. This is what I can say. I don't know everybody's particular circumstances and what their issues may or may not be. Maybe some underlying problems health-wise that we don't know about with their family or with themselves. I can't speak to that. But this is what I can say for a fact. Number one, I wouldn't even dare dream of opting out, number one. Because first and foremost, just because someone opts out of the season and decides not to play, That doesn't mean you still couldn't become infected. Just because, when people say, well, I don't want to take the risk of playing this season, so I'm going to opt out, it's always portrayed in a way that now the guy's risk of exposure and becoming infected goes to zero. No, it doesn't. If you don't play baseball, the disease is still out there. You could still get it getting up in the morning and going out into your, doing whatever you're going to do. So that may mitigate a little bit, but it's certainly not going to solve the issue, and you're not escaping the virus because you opt out of a baseball season. That's number one. Number two, for me, I would want to be out there competing. This is what I do. This is what I love to do at the highest level. I want to go out there. I want to compete. I have to understand the fact that I am surrounded by the best trainers and doctors in the world, the protocols that have been put into place to help protect me, and I'm being tested every other day. I don't think it gets much safer than that. And so for me, it would be a no-brainer. I'm going to go play ball. I'm going to get tested Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, on and on and on we go. I'm going to, pay attention to the protocols. I'm going to be smart and play it safe to protect my coaches and my teammates. And, oh, by the way, if I do become infected, I'm going to be in a demographic that has been able to withstand it better than most. And I'm surrounded by the best training staff and healthcare doctors, workers in the world that I'm going to be in some really good care. So for me, it would be an absolute no-brainer, but that's me. I can't speak to everybody else, but I always see when people make that, Buster Posey is opting out, he has his reasons. But Buster, that doesn't mean that chance of infection goes to zero because you opt out. It's still out there. You could still get it. So, again, it's everybody's, personal decision, but it would be a real easy one for me. In fact, it wouldn't even be a decision because there'd be nothing weighed against playing.
B.A., are you the camp counselor today at home?
I was there for a minute. I was there for a minute. Yeah, I got a little hairy, and I'm in a fenced-in area, so I thought, what am I going to do here? But if they go charging through the kids throwing stiff arms.
You're good. You're good, man. Just take the 20-foot phone cord and yank it into the other room.
You're good. Actually, if you walk back towards them, your signal was better than where you are right now. A little muffled, just so you know.
Well, you know, I'm standing out in a rainstorm.
It's raining? Is
the
it raining?
Poor guy is getting soaked for us.
It's pouring right now.
He's like Andy Dufresne, man.
Yeah. No, I'm dropping to my knees right now. There we go. No, I'm getting pounded right now.
Wow, really? What county are you in? I don't want to know where you live. What county are you
in? No, down in Beechwood.
What did you say?
I'm in Beechwood right now, and there must be like one little cell sitting right over my little area. Because you look around down to the south, out west, and it looks pretty nice. So right over top of me, it's unlovely.
All right, staff meteorologist Brian Anderson with our 5-day forecast here on 92.3 The Fan. I want your general opinion on this. From when the players that you talk to, are they pumped for a 60-game season? Are they pumped to be there at the end and know that they've got a chance to make the playoffs? Because as bad as everything's been, Brian, as bad as the negotiating was, as crazy as everything's looked, I got to tell you, I'm excited. Like, I didn't realize that I could listen to the Indians game last night, and when I found, or the Indians scrimmage last night, and had I known that, I would have listened to it last night. And I was bummed that I missed it. I'm genuinely excited for what's sitting ahead of us when this season starts.
You know what, so am I, and I think so are the guys, as they get deeper into this summer camp and they get closer to this becoming a reality, I think everybody is getting excited because everybody has a chance, everybody understands that they're going to partake in something that more than likely we'll never see again as far as the baseball season goes, to be truncated down to 60 games and have it be a sprint to the finish for everybody, and everybody, hopefully is at full strength and full health. And I think what excites me more than anything else is, we may have hit on this last week or whatever, but 60 games today. A baseball season is 162 games.
Hey, B.A., I love you. I love you. I know everyone's probably listening just right now. It sounds like you're auditioning for Charlie Brown's teacher right now. Can you just move to another spot real quick?
Hold on one second.
Hang on.
Is that better?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's amazing. Yes.
Yeah, you know what? It's because of the AirPods. The AirPods had become soaked because of the rain, and I think they were so.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. So all that to say, Major League season, 162 games. And so with 60 to go now for everybody else, it's basically a major league season that's 102 games into it, and everybody has the same record. I mean, that has never happened. People have said, well, listen, there's always a sprint to the finish in a baseball season. That's not that big a deal. Yeah, well, it is when it involves 30 teams and not, 10 to 12. So that's what's exciting for me, is this is a sprint to the finish, and it would be like every team in baseball is tied for first after 102 games. That is something we will never see, and so that's what this season really amounts to, and that's why I'm so excited. Because, a couple of good weeks, and you could put yourself right into position to run away with this thing, and vice versa. You have a bad week or two, and it could take you right out of it. I don't care what the pedigree of your team is. So it is going to be fascinating, and I think you're going to see these games, being run as close to playoff-type games as you will see in the regular season right from game number one. So I am pumped for it. I think the players are pumped for it at this point, and I think that people are starting to get juiced, realizing that this is going to be something like they've never seen before.
All right, BA, baseball question for you real quick. How many starts does it usually take for you to get your footing under you? You there? Did we lose you?
Still there, man.
Oh, you there?
Yeah.
How many starts did it typically take you to kind of get your footing and get a feel for the season?
You know what? Maybe a couple, and that's not acceptable this year. I mean, these guys are going to have to be ready from game one. And so you've already seen around the league everybody with these inter-squad games. And, I know Charlie Morton, I think that his next – he threw, I think, for the Rays yesterday. But I read something this morning that his next outing, he's planning on going at least 4 to 5 innings. So So these guys are trying to ramp things up in a hurry to get as many innings under their belt as they possibly can before this season starts, and they hit the ground running, and they're sharp while doing it. So the rules for the regular season are out the window, and there is a sense of urgency that is going to come into these camps towards the 23rd, 24th of July. And guys understand that a slow start is just not acceptable. Not only not acceptable personally, but it may cost you your job, because a manager can't sit back with an unproven player or even with a proven player and let him struggle for very long. And, you know, in a long season, they sit back and they go, hey, listen, he needs a little bit more, you know, playing time. He needs more ABs. Well, you're not afforded that luxury this year. You better be, pretty sharp from day one, or you may find yourself out of the lineup quick.
BA, as always, thank you. We always appreciate your time. We love being able to talk, you know, baseball, football, hockey, everything today. And now I want to let everyone know that you'll be starring in the high school performance at Geneva High School next week. You're a good man, Charlie Brown, where Brian Anderson will play the teacher. I'm very excited.
Hey, by the way, rain, the rain cloud gone, not standing, stifling humidity, heat, and it's sunny out.
Go find a pool, man. Go find a pool.
It's never dull when I get on the phone with you guys, whether it's wildlife, kids, birds, whatever it may be. As much as I try to keep things clean for y'all, I don't do a very good job on it.
No, you're good.
Buddy,
B.A., we love you. Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
boys. Take care.
Talk to you soon, man.
All right, B.A., you're good man, Brian Anderson, again, starring in theaters all across America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.